Here we are. Hey, everybody. Jeff Dunham, how are you? Those of us from Facebook, thanks for joining us. And now we're doing YouTube Live, and I'm self-isolated in the house with a couple friends, including this guy right here. Ah! And wait, hold on. We got to position this just right. Okay, ready? Right here. And then hold on. There it is. Ah! But that's not the only monster on my body. So Matt is going to join us, but I've come up with...
What a segue.
I've come up with the best way ever to have Matt follow me around and see what I'm seeing. There it... Oh, wait! There's somebody calling. Hold on. Oh, it's, no. It's my daughter calling me. Hold on. Okay, here it is. There it is, right there. So there's Matt, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Matt, this would be much easier if I do it portrait mode. Can I do that? Come on.
If you do it in the middle, I think everybody's going to have to do...
Yeah, you're right. Okay. This is just hard. This is hard to hold this giant iPad with you like this, because that's my phone.
Next time you need to tape the iPad to your chest and shoot it with your phone.
That's a good idea. This is... Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so Bubba J is going to join us just for a second, because I want to show you all something, but Bubba J is down here, and we're coming over here on the set shooting our new video. And Bubba J has his ring light. Bubba J, oh, hi, everybody. Oh, hi, it's me, Bubba J. And we're sitting here in the studio. Studio, okay. And Bubba J, this is, you're getting ready to shoot your segment, aren't you? Yeah, I am, with a blue screen, which means that everything you see in the video is going to be fake, right? And who does that? Matt does it. By the way, that's real underwear on Bubba J. Just so everybody knows that. It's not mine, though.
Are they yours?
No, not mine. Okay, here's some trivia. Here's some trivia. The original Bubba J was a Muppet. What? He was like Peanut. He was made by Verna Finley, the same woman who made Peanut. I make all my own dummies except for the soft ones. Huh? The Muppet-like ones. And she made the first iteration of Bubba J. And Matt, he was a soft character, like a Muppet, before I made the real one here. And Verna made the body of Bubba J, of the Muppet one, and she actually got the underwear of her husband, Al. And so this is Al. Al is not with us anymore, but this is Al's. Yeah, this is Al's underwear. Well, thanks for that, Jeff. It's okay. Okay. Anyway, so we have the new guy's name, the new millennial guy, and we're going to announce that. But I just wanted to show you all the set. This is how we do it. Matt is usually the one doing all this, but... Matt, you cannot be here, so I've had to set this all up myself. Let me turn it around so Matt can see what we're seeing. But here we go. Okay, so this is a very simple setup, but I love the equipment, and we've got some digital lights here. It can do any temperature and any color and any, you know, brightness. And then, of course, the ring light for the characters sitting there. And a nice blue screen. I've had that blue screen for how long? Like 12 years, right?
Oh yeah. You had it. It predates me.
Yeah. So that's our setup, and now,
is that the blue screen you used to use when you were doing your own sort of like video promos and commercial bumpers for things?
Yeah, I used to shoot my own stuff and all my own videos. I shoot my own videos, and this is. This necklace is the best. It's made out of duct tape. This is my white trash necklace for Matt joining us. It's high production. What do you want? I'm a one-man machine here. So we shoot the videos, and this one, Matt, is going to be pretty fun because it's there's a lot of production value to it, but all on your end because I'm going to do everything blue screen, and we don't want to give it away, but it is introducing the new guy. And a lot of backgrounds in there that you're going to have to put in, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of stuff. And this is the video that we had talked about potentially actually releasing today, but over the period of the week, the concept grew and grew and grew and grew and grew.
To
the point where you've got blue screens and 12 pages and the whole night.
Yeah, was it 12 or 14? It got so long, and so we shoot all of that and edit it all, and then we edit it down to only hopefully what's funny. And what is my biggest fear every time we do a video, Matt?
Well, you're always concerned that it has to be funny.
Right.
That's big point.
So when I finished writing it and working on it, I always read it and go, ah, it's just like a special. I'll finish the special and go, ah, because I've seen it so many times. I don't know. I'm like, ah, is anybody going to like this or not? So it's the same with this video that, you know, I'm going to be shooting it, some of it over the weekend, some the first of next week, and then you'll be editing it. So I'm going to guess it will release it on what, maybe Thursday? Wednesday?
I would shoot Thursday, or Thursday's optimistic than Friday. It could just because of render time.
Yeah.
I hate to set up something in stone, but it's going to come down to computers.
Got it. Yeah. All right. So we need to announce the name of the new guy. And you guys have seen that. Matt, can you bring up a picture of him? Because he's not here right now.
Let me see. How can
all right.
I show
well, you? Well, while you're looking at that, I'm going to show it everybody. They, you know, people say, what do you do? You know, do you have any, what do you do in your free time? Well, we don't have any free time. I don't have any free time because we're always doing stuff like this. You know, we're shooting the videos and I have the boys and I'm overtime right now. I'm supposed to be inside, so I got to run in there. But, you know, Matt, I'm always talking about not being distracted when I'm writing comedy. And so I found my best way, Matt, you got to look at this. Matt, you got to look. I found my best way of doing this. I got a laptop that I had in 98. Oh, I don't remember what year it is, but this is the laptop right here. So these shells, and they're the Macintosh, they were called the clamshells, but people also called them the toilet seats.
Yeah, I remember those.
So hold on, let me open it up and turn it on, see if it goes on here. There it is. Hold on. Ta-da! But that old clamshell Macintosh. And so it is impossible to get this thing on the internet, of course, these days. Everything has changed. So what does this say? What year is this? About 83? No. 99. So this is about 1999 vintage. And I love this stupid thing. And it's going to be for nothing but word processing. That's it. That's all I do. And you can't actually transfer files, text files, and that's about it. But no one cares. So then the other thing, Matt, I know people think I'm ridiculous, but there's one thing that I had as a kid, a particular item that I never got. But I never learned to do it. So I got one of these not long ago, and Matt, you think I'm a goofball, but I got a skateboard.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is a bad, bad thing.
But I'm telling you, while the boys are out in front riding my bicycle, I've been learning to ride the skateboard. And here's the worst thing. So I'm in front of our house the other day, no cars anywhere. And this guy comes out of another house. He's probably like 19, 20 years old. And he's on a skateboard. He starts riding down the street. And I'm like, man, can I talk to you for a second? He's like, what's up? I go, he doesn't know who I am. And I go, he's not a neighbor. He's a friend of a neighbor. Matt, you got to look at this. So he goes, I said, I know this is crazy. I'm almost, you know, I'm kind of old. I didn't say that. I said, I know it's been a long time, but I had a skateboard as a kid, and I finally want to learn to do it. I go, what is the absolute best way to start learning how to skateboard? And the guy looks at me, and he goes, well, dude, isn't it kind of late?
A little bit.
A little bit. And, I wanted to say, F you, I can do this. So
I have to say, though, I had video of you hoverboarding with my son in front of our old house. Remember that?
On grass, and even on grass, I was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, but the fact that you even gave that a shot, I'm telling you, that's not easy.
Well, I can snow ski, I can sort of water ski, but this is a whole, you know, I've never tried to surf, but this is a whole big thing. Anyway, so the new guy, are we ready for the name? And tell me the name. We're giving the guy about five people suggested this name, but we're giving credit to the first guy who suggested it. We went back in all the threads. Fausto found this first guy, and what's his name, Matt?
His name is Camden DeWitt.
Camden DeWitt was the first guy to suggest this name. I think it's great. And so the new guy's name is going to be Earl, but it's spelled URL. I think that's really great. And I've been practicing with him, Matt, and it just fits him. It fits his voice. It fits the whole thing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. So it's Earl, and the new guys are going to meet Earl. Wait, what are we doing? Hold on.
I was showing you.
I can't see it because it's too bright. It's too bright. Anyway, all right. Anyway, so that's the new guy, and this is our setup, how we shoot the videos. And you know what is interesting, Matt, is because of all this, what do you call it, Because of the pandemic, I have tried to research the best optics, the best camera for shooting all this stuff. What's the best webcam? What's the best, you know, which is the best camera? And everything about it. What was the best audio? What's the best camera for doing this stuff? And I'm not on it right now because I'm using my iPad. But hands down, what everybody has said, and apparently somebody told me it's, it had the best resolution, had the best, all the best optics, had the best lighting. The sound was awesome, but it came down to the, and we did stuff side by side and kind of proved it, but it's this right here. It's the, Apple iPhone 11 Pro Max, right? Did I get that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the video from
4K
this,
and the whole thing.
Yeah, we can shoot in 4K so it's great. It's not right now, but next time you see the video, it's going to be on this. And that we're shooting this video in 4K. And what's funny, Matt, is what we're shooting doesn't lean itself to being great video. So you're actually going to have to dumb it down a little bit.
Right, yeah. But it's great that you're giving me really high resolution because we are going to have to pull those backgrounds out. And the higher the resolution, the easier that's going to be.
Sure, yep. All right. So, oh, by the way, somebody asked me a while back about this thing right here. What is this? And I gave the name incorrectly, and it's actually right. Is that, Matt, that's not backwards, is it?
Let me see. No, that's right.
Okay. So you can read that, right?
Yep, I can.
Okay.
QWERTY writer.
It's actually quirky writer.
Quirky writer.
Q-W-E-R-K-Y writer. And it's a really awesome keyboard because it looks like an old typewriter. It doesn't have the return key. It's for your iPad or your iPhone. It's Bluetooth. And I love typing on this thing. So let me.
But not only because it's a novelty, but you've actually told me that the feel of those keys is really, it gives it weight.
Yeah, that's one thing I hate about today's laptops is that the keyboards are always, you know, you don't have any, there's hardly any movement. In the old days, typewriters were like, what, a half an inch of movement? This doesn't have that much, but it has much more of a tactile feel and a sound, and it's just more satisfying to type on this thing. Not that anybody needs to go old school, but I just think it's a great way of typing. So there you are. What else? I wish I had time. I got to go inside and take care of the boys because it's my hour now, my half of the day. But again, Our goal, Matt, is next Thursday or Friday to have the new video with the new guy and, like, all the guys, right?
Yeah, which is something that I think that a lot of people don't quite understand about the videos is that you literally are doing every single character. There's not a moment in any of those videos where there are other guys controlling stuff or anything like that. It's literally all you, so every piece of the thing has to be done individually. Like it's a lot of work for you.
Right. It's a lot of work because I had to set up this whole thing. Usually Matt and maybe one other guy does all this, but I had to set up the blue screen, set up the lights. We're going to the FaceTiming back and forth, getting the light colors just right and everything. And then I have to shoot it. And that was the other thing, because we were wanting to get the best video, and it turns out that this camera does the best video for those kind of things as well, not just live stuff. So, but then, Matt, then the real work is to take all that and in post, you have to take all those things and put them all together. And I think when everybody sees what we're doing, they'll understand. Should we tease what it's going to be?
Well, maybe. It depends on how much you want to give away. I mean, it's certainly something that people will recognize.
It's something that everybody's doing now.
Yeah.
And it's all the guys. And if people can't guess that... All right, and it's introducing the new guy, Earl, URL. There it is. All right, I think that's it. I'm sorry this is so short today, everybody, but again, we've just been doing nothing but production here, trying to get this new video shot and all done, and I think it's going to be great. It'll be fun next week, and Matt, I look forward to seeing what everybody thinks of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye.